Hello.
Well, hey there.
That's Samari.
That's Frankie.
And this is Please Don't Die.
But really, though, please don't die.
Really. We would miss you.
You know, we make this whole series.
For you.
Exactly.
For whoever's listening right now.
Just to show you the things that can happen and how not to die.
It's probably my mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Frankie's mom.
I was expecting her to shout from the living room.
Me too, actually. She's in the house.
Oh, is she coming?
She's no. Housing okay. Our... She's the owner of our studio.
My bedroom.
So, today we're going to be talking about somebody you may not know, you know, Bonnie and Clyde.
It's Samari's.
Yeah, it's mine, time. And I'm very excited. I think you would consider them mobsters. They had their own little five-person gang at one point, so... We're going to get into all of that.
And it's a lot more lighthearted than my story.
Yeah. Like, a lot. I cried.
Twice.
And I'm glad that it's my turn. So, last episode, you got all that gore. This episode, we're going to be like...
All that gore.
Gore. We're going to get into the romance section, which... I don't know if we'd still consider it romance. We'll get into that. We'll get into that.
Not really. Okay.
See, I would call it an obsession.
Yeah. It's not very healthy.
Not at all. If you're in a relationship that sounds like what we describe, get out. That is not healthy.
Yeah.
There's a difference between in love and in obsession. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And shout out to our sponsor, Anchor. Anchor. We're using them right now. So thanks to you, dude.
Hell yeah. Let's get into it. Okay, let's get into it.
Woo! I'm excited. So, Clyde Chestnut Burrow, side note, don't know if that's his real middle name. I've gotten a lot of different sources of what saying his middle name is, but the most have been Chestnut. So we're gonna go with Chestnut. And his companion, Bonnie Parker, were shot to death by officers in an ambush near Sales, am I saying that right? Bienville, am I also saying that wrong? Parish. In Louisiana on May 23rd, 1934, after one of the most colorful and spectacular manhunts in the nation that had been sitting up to that time. Like, dude, you don't understand. These people were popular and unpopular. They were like wicked rolled into one. You don't know what to feel right
now. Oh.
Exactly. Like, they were loved and hated in both the community criminals.
Oh, criminals, okay.
Yeah, no. The people in the real world hated them.
I thought you were saying, like, real people loved them.
Yes, they were worshipped with their guns and murders. No, people did not like them outside of it, but they have a lot of friends and enemies. And I'm surprised that in the 30s, the police were able to catch them. Like, just to give you some, what's that called?
Insight,
yes, thank you. Some insight to this time period. They barely had security anywhere.
Ew.
Everything was corrupt. This was up until, even now, things are corrupt. We're not going to get into that.
Yeah.
But, like...
I think this was back before they put seals on Tylenol.
No, that was... Oh, my gosh. We're going to do that.
I claim it.
No, I love that one. Okay. So, she gets that one. But, they did not have high health standards. They had lead in their paint still, I think. Like, this wasn't a time where...
It's gonna throw up on the phone.
This isn't a time where people were looking out for their safety very well, and the police weren't real... You just gotta slide them a $10 bill, and you're covered. And actually,
yeah,
that's pushing
that
it.
LAPD, shout out to them. That are still like that.
Okay.
Moving on.
So, before we get into them dying, you know, the romantic death and whatever, let's get into... Frankie just did air quotes. Let's get into their starting points. Their origin story. Every good romance needs an origin story. Don't fall off the bed. We're sitting on her bed right now, and Frankie's being crazy. Okay, so Bonnie Parker was born October 1st, start of the spooky season, in 1910. That's over 100 years ago. Cute feet clap. That was like starting in right now, it's December of 2019.
Well, or, it's not it's yet. Almost,
we're one day from December. It's the day before December.
12 days to my birthday.
Happy early birthday from Frank. From me to you. Okay, we're going to stop singing. So, this is almost 120 years ago.
We should record 110 on my years birthday.
Ago. We should. The day after your birthday. Okay, side note. mental note. So, I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. So, this lady is old now. She went to high school at Cement City High School.
That sounds like a prison.
It really does. Just, I can't envision this being anything but prison, really.
Yeah.
Like, gloomy all the time. Sorry about that right there. That might be an awkward cut. I got a phone call. I am quite the popular person, just saying.
Who was your grandmother?
You know what, Frankie? Okay. We're gonna get back into this. So, Bonnie's 110 years old. She went to a prison for high school. And by the age of 16, Bonnie got married.
Ew.
To her classmate, Roy Thornton.
When they do hold hands in algebra.
Exactly. Well, actually, they were high school dropouts, both of them. They dropped out by... Roy dropped
hold
out...
Hold hands as they left algebra.
Roy dropped out by 16. He's a year older than her. So then, a year later, they got married and she dropped out. Which, just saying, don't
not a good life
ever
plan.
Drop out to marry a guy in high school. Like, have
don't
you...
ever drop out of anything to marry a guy. Guys suck, be a lesbian.
You're... What?
Sorry.
What? Stop coming for me, okay? I like guys.
Jeez. I do, too. I just don't think about it.
Jeez.
Oh, I love being
guys,
bi.
Come for me. You know, no. Wait, I think that is...
Keep it.
No, it's not. Okay, guys, just ignore that. That's not what I meant. That is not...
Let's just read the episode.
So, she went to get married, right? They remained legally married until they died, but within a few months, their marriage fell apart because she married a guy at 16.
I wonder why.
You know what? Actually, I wonder why they got married. I never found out. Like, there's not...
They were stupid.
Well, yeah, but from the way I... From stupid. The research I got, Bonnie was, although she stayed with other people, she was a very independent person after this.
Small brain energy.
She was very short. So you must relate.
What? You're shorter than me.
No, I'm not. Okay, anyways.
Yes,
so
you are.
Their marriage fell apart and they never saw each other again, so they say. But it is speculated that Roy tried to slide in her DM, so to say. In between, somewhere from 1930 to 1931.
Slide in that letter.
Well, I think it was in person. Oh. And Bonnie rejected him because that
slide
by this
in
point,
that field of sight.
Oh my gosh. So she rejected him, staying true to Clyde, who she had recently, you know, kikied with, you know? So, later, in a few years later, Roy got arrested in 1933. They all ended up being criminals. This was actually a year before Bonnie and Clyde got murdered by officers. Oh. You know, this is like...
Very short romance.
Yeah, it makes it seem like this was a long year's running. Bonnie and Clyde met in 1930. They died in 1934. This wasn't a long time period.
Huh.
It kind of scares me to think, like, within 4 years, they were they were willing to die for each other before then, but they actually died for each other in 4 years. Like, imagine, I've known you for 4 years, I think around, yeah, we've known each other for 4 years.
Yeah. Like, I think getting there.
It's coming around to 4 years. Imagine in the time we hadn't known each other, like, I met you, and then I also got a boyfriend. Imagine in that time, I was basically married to him, we became criminals, and... We died.
Ew.
I know, right? It's just crazy to me. Okay. So, Clyde, now getting to him. Clyde was born
March 24th in 1909 in Toledo, Texas. He's a year older than Bonnie. He was the fifth of seven children born to a very poor but a very close and tight family. And they were all farmers, which is really cute to me. I mean, I've got a lot of siblings, and I could not imagine us having to work together. I've got eight siblings.
Ew.
I know. I love you guys, but I cannot imagine us all having to work on a farm. But I've always loved the idea of farming. Like, the idea of it. Like, it's some far-off concept.
I hate farming.
We're literally in a farming town. Like,
we are. There's we're right so next many to it. Cows.
They're all everywhere.
So many.
Like, that's why I don't...
I'm not gonna name the town name.
But if you're so from here, you'll know... So many rednecks
and cows and...
It's like just a bunch of farming kids who all think they're rappers. Or oh big city God, kids. Oh my God,
it's the worst.
It's weird.
All the white kids think they're like
no,
super...
No. It's not just them. It's pretty much anyone. I do it too. Like, we all act True. Like we're not from a logging, farming, hippie
family. No, but I'm meaning like all the white kids think they're rappers.
You don't.
I mean, yeah, but I'm not.
I don't.
I'm not like other white
kids. I'm different. But my mom didn't.
Your but you mom know what didn't. I mean.
Yeah, so I get you. And also, we're not being racist. It's an observation. Please don't come for me. I don't want any drama. Okay. So, they were a farming family, but their farm failed due to the drought. In Toledo, and
that'll do it.
And they moved to Dallas, Texas, the big city. Clyde, he was a small, and he actually was like a really nice kid. He was he stayed in school till 16, and he had ambitions of being a musician, and he knew how to play the guitar and the saxophone. Which, I mean, this was the 30s. Jazz was like a thing, you know.
Yeah.
So I wasn't surprised. Like, at first, I was surprised, like imagining this big bag of criminal, and he's just over here on the sax. Exactly. But
I don't know what sound a saxophone makes.
It is highly speculated that the reason he became a criminal wasn't actually his own fault. It was nothing but his older brother, Buck, was the real criminal of the family.
Oh, his name is Buck.
I know, right? Shout out to all you Bucks in the world. Jeez.
Shout out to all you deer. Y'all suck.
What sound do deers even make? I hope not. Imagine you had a pet deer and just goes... Okay.
We're so annoying.
So, thank you. In 1926, he actually had his first arrest when... Police.
Wait, how old was he? Because he was born in 1909.
Shh, you're making me do math.
Yeah.
He would have been 17.
Ew.
I know, right? This is a year after he dropped out of...
That's like close to a year older than me.
I know, right?
Ew.
So like, this is a year after he dropped out of school. I'm assuming he committed other crimes. But get this. The first thing this criminal, this like lifetime criminal was arrested for was he forgot... to return his rental car. Not he stole a car, not he ran away.
He forgot to return a library book. I was like, that would be even better.
No, he forgot to return his rental car. And so he got arrested. I mean, really, like, imagine you forget, like, you're a day late and, like, you're going to jail.
That's it.
And the second, this is so funny to me. This was hilarious to me. The second thing he was arrested for ever was him and his brother, Buck, stole turkeys. They were no longer on a farm, and they just stole turkeys. They didn't kill them. They didn't eat them. They just stole some turkeys.
Thanksgiving gonna be lit.
That's just crazy to me. I don't know. It just is crazy to me that
they
he
wanted
stole
some friends.
Freaking turkeys. Okay.
They were lonely.
By 1929, he was 20, and he was already a fugitive of the law. Like, he was already a wanted, like, wanted for... Several robberies. Like,
ew.
This guy went from turkeys to banks real fast.
Oh.
It's like a new version of 0 to 100.
Remember when we had that, like, random string of bank robberies here?
No.
Like, we never had a lot, and then all of a sudden there was just, like, 5.
When? What?
It was a couple years ago.
My own town.
Yeah, it was weird. Because this is generally a quiet town.
Yeah, we're in
There
a
are
pretty...
a lot of murders, but they're all drug-related.
Yeah,
pretty
your
much.
Drug was...
Although there's so many missing
yeah.
people here.
Okay, not to give away where we live, but we are considered
we have the most kidnappings per year.
Per capita.
Yeah.
In our state.
I think it's near America. I think we're on the list for America. I know that we're not the highest, but we're on the list for America.
I'm pretty sure Alaska is the...
Which, I mean, it's crazy to think that the place... it's probably because there's so much room. Like, Alaska is just a big heap of nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I love you Alaskans, but dang.
I don't.
Y'all ain't got much
I'm
there.
Kidding.
I love you. Y'all, you fish out of holes in the ice.
I mean... Y'all are basically Canadian, but we just don't talk about it.
Except for, they're like the mean Canadians. I've never met a nice Alaskan. I don't know why. They're always mean to me.
I've never met an Alaskan.
I met a lot of them. Anyways, shout out to y'all.
Y'all.
Okay, so let's talk about when they met, because let's just say it actually was kind of cute. So in January of 1930, winter meet, you know, Clyde found out that his sister had fallen and broken her arm.
Ouchie.
When he showed up to her house, he found his sister's friend, Bonnie, making hot chocolate in the kitchen. They spent the whole night talking, and everyone who saw them together said it was love at first sight.
Gross.
I know. It's cute to me. I think it's adorable, because, like, they did fall in love at first.
Straight.
Oh my gosh. Stop attacking me, no, Frankie. Hetero. I support
how
all.
The turntables have turned.
How the turntables... He was the DJ. Okay.
In the 30s.
Okay, after that evening, like, after their first night...
A remix of jazz.
Oh my gosh, are you still on your...
jazz?
Okay, back to the love story.
No.
Clyde and Bonnie met up almost every single day for the next few months.
Uh-huh.
And they saw each other. It was like, they were a thing.
Gross.
Stop! I love... So, meanwhile, while they're up here and he's talking her up, Clyde managed to assemble a group of ruffians. That's what, like, in anything I found of them, they were called ruffians. And it's hilarious to me.
It sounds like a bird.
I know,
a
right?
Russian bird.
Ruffians.
Like, if you ruffle a Russian's feathers.
Okay. So, he got a group of people, and they started terrorizing small shop owners and burglaring.
Seriously, terrorizing small children.
Oh, my gosh. Get off the children train. So, no. He like, so they have their own little mini gang, right? They're not doing
small
much.
Children.
They're just burglarizing and holding up these people.
It's the Wonka factory.
Well, actually, they'd all be around the same age. I'm assuming these are all a group of teenagers to early 20s. And that is so, which I mean, people died. Which this is like,
oh my God.
This is the Great Depression, dude. Like,
oh.
What's so Game. Great about the Great Depression? Sorry. A little musical theater. So, it's not like people are living very long. The people have to be near their age, and it's not going to be hard. They're getting around to everywhere and just taking people. Eventually, Bonnie forgot all about her husband in jail and began driving the getaway car for Clyde and his gang. So, she wasn't all Little Miss Innocent. She wasn't a criminal up until this point. But this is kind of her introduction to crime. Right after they met, like a few months later, Clyde was arrested for burglary and sent to jail. Bonnie, standing at only 4'11", and she only weighed 90 pounds.
Ooh,
I don't
baby.
Know what the... like, I don't know what you're supposed to weigh when you're 4'11".
That's a small, small person.
Wait, hold on. We're gonna...
Very small.
We're gonna take a quick second. Wait, right. So, Bonnie wasn't, like, some big force. She was pretty small. She wasn't underweight. We looked it up and we figured out that 90 pounds is just below what's recommended. So, she was slightly underweight. 94 is the recommended lowest, and she was 90. But she wasn't, like, dying, you know?
Yeah.
But she knew she couldn't do this alone. She can't break out her guy alone.
Obviously, she's skinny.
She's a skinty queen.
Oh.
And she's still a new criminal. All she's done so far that we know of.
Drive a car.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you know, isn't that big of a crime.
Yeah.
So, she had to get some help. She talked to Clyde's inmate, Frank, And he told her that if she could get him a gun, that he could break them both out of jail. When Bonnie got him a gun, which, I mean, wasn't hard. All she got to do was tie it in her little clutch and, you know, Frank held up his end of the deal and they got them both out. Bonnie and Clyde were finally together. Yes, couple goals.
Power okay. couple.
You know what, really?
Better than Kim and Kanye.
Don't come for my man.
I don't like either.
And woman's. He just released a new album and we're loving. I'm actually loving.
You're loving.
I am loving. Okay, so they were together until he almost immediately got captured again. Like, it's not hard to run from the police in the 30s. They sucked.
Yeah.
So he's what, not...
It was that... I think it was John Mulaney that did that bit about, like, they just shot their name into the wall. And they just got... I think that was him.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Shout out to you, John.
Shout out to John.
I watch him, but not enough. I need to do more.
Oh my god, so, I love him. It's because I'm gay. All the gays what? Love John Mulaney. It's a thing. It really is.
Okay, if you know me, can you please confirm if this is true or not? Because I'm...
It's true. If you're gay, you love John Mulaney.
I don't understand, but okay.
It's like the gays in Panic at the Disco. It's just a thing.
What?
Yep.
Okay, back to Bonnie and Clyde. After getting captured immediately, showing that he wasn't very good at being on the run on his own, he actually served out the rest of his sentence and then was released. For real this time.
Yay! Not really, but yay.
Later in 1932, Bonnie and Clyde started traveling with a guy named Raymond Hamilton, a pretty young gunman. I'm assuming, couldn't find a real age on this guy, but I'm assuming pretty young as in 16, 15, you know, which is our ages, and that's scary to think that this guy was out here popping off a few bang bangs, you know?
Yeah.
Which is what I mean by murdering people.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So, a few months later, Hamilton left them and was replaced by a dude named William Daniel Jones in around November of 1932. Buck, which, if you'll remember, was the brother of Clyde, who kind of got Clyde into all of this, was released from this Texas state prison in March 23rd of 1933. Mm-hmm. And having been granted a full pardon by the governor, he quickly rejoined Clyde, bringing his wife Blanche, so the group now numbered as 5 people. Oh. Which, I haven't figured out why the freaking governor was in on letting this guy out, but decision, man. You know, plenty of things could happen. Roaring
30s. Maybe he just pulled a Regina George and wanted to watch the world burn.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going there.
They continued this life for a while.
Shout out to Mariah Rose Faith. I'm in love with her.
Okay.
She plays Regina George in the Toei production of Mean Girls. And I love her.
Side also, note, Frankie's pretty much in love with everyone.
Everyone from Star Kid.
Everyone from Star Kid.
I want Lauren Lopez to be my wife.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
I know.
Sorry to break it to you. And Lauren Lopez, if you happen to be listening.
She's not.
I know she's not, but if she is.
She's not.
Frankie's not a creep, I promise. Please sign my autograph. I mean, please autograph my... Now I'm
also going. Robert Mannion.
Oh my gosh, please don't be a creep. Don't. She's not them. She's not creepy as she sounds, I promise.
I am.
Yeah, she kind of is. Okay, so they really liked living this criminal life, you know? They were living it up. They were getting that bank, literally.
Oh. Ooh.
So they were literally getting that bank. They were infamous celebrities, and they did what they could to live up to the reputation of intimidation. Bonnie would stand outside of where people were staying with guns just to intimidate people, and Clyde would come out standing next to her, and they would pose for the people driving by their buildings. When they were about to go rob a bank, right after they had done it, they would circle the block, shooting their guns off into the air to show and let people know what they had just done, and then they would leave town.
Oh.
Can I just say, we want this bold energy into 2020. Bring it on to me. I mean, you know.
Hell yes.
Not saying great
minus
things.
Minus the guns.
Yeah, no guns and all that. But, like,
they were competent. They knew what they did, and they knew they did it well. They were having a hard time getting caught. They'd been doing this since 1932.
Oh, wow.
They didn't, like, get caught until 1934. They had a good 2 years of them straight just making that bank. Other people, I mean, other criminals, were looking up to them. They were the inspiration for a lot of young...
That's cute.
I know, right? Lots of young criminals were looking up to them. Lots of older criminals were taking them under their wing, helping them out. But lots of people didn't like them.
Fair.
Now, here's the thing. I think that, this is just my own speculation, leading up to their ambush, it's like literally they were ambushed when they died, as I previously mentioned. I don't think that their tips that you'll hear from when they got captured, I don't think their tips came from just random citizens. I think that they got sold out.
Oh.
Because they were making bank. They were hitting up places, they were making their presence known, and they were getting around. They were getting into other people's territories, and they were doing it well. I think that people found out, like, decided they didn't want them around. I think some of the gangs around didn't want them in Texas any longer. I don't know if they were still in Texas, to be honest. But I know for sure that they were in Texas for a really long time, and they made it up there. So my personal conspiracy theory is that somebody sold them out.
That's a good
and
theory.
Really, if I'm going to be honest, I think that it was Clyde's brother's wife.
Oh.
Because now I'm just speculating. I'm just speculating.
Tea.
I haven't seen this theory literally anywhere else.
That's tea.
See? But Blanche didn't do very much from what I saw. I haven't seen much of... It's kind of like she was a follower. But if you're constantly following these two very famous... They're like... Bonnie and Clyde are becoming infamous now. And your husband is just in it. Now, she would have motive to want to sell them out. She'd finally get her husband back. She could maybe stop living a life of crime that maybe she wasn't enjoying too much. These other three, they've got some mental issues, obviously.
Yeah.
Two of them are obsessed with each other. They are romanticizing the idea of what they're actually living. Maybe she decided, hey, I don't like this too much. Now, yeah. We'll get into how they got captured.
Ooh.
So, the FBI, at this point in time, only called the Bureau of Investigation. That's hilarious to me. They weren't the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Like, America didn't claim them at this point. They were just a Bureau of Investigation.
They were just there.
Yeah. They became investigated.
It was like Jeremy Renner. They were there.
Yeah. Okay, so the Bureau of... So the BI became interested in Clyde and his boo, who were wanted for many murders by this point. Not only were they robbing people, they were killing people. And, this is when I stopped becoming so happy. So, they were wanted for these things by late 1932. Uh-huh. And in December of that year, they were being tracked for a single piece of evidence. Now, this is kind of a trend within a lot of mobs. Uh-huh. Al Capone got taken down just for tax evasion. They were legit. It's like one of the biggest things ever. You know what? I call Al Capone.
Okay.
They were so good at covering their tracks for these big things that...
They just forgot about the little?
Yeah. Then you get to this...
Tax evasion!
I know, right? So...
I love that so much. That's kind of amazing.
I know. So here's the thing. A Ford automobile, I'm assuming a truck because, you know, America, had been stolen in... I'm sorry for butchering this, but... Pawhuska?
What?
It's in Oklahoma, okay?
Oh.
So, it had been stolen in Oklahoma, this truck, I'm assuming. And it was found near Jackson, Michigan in September of 1932.
Mm-hmm.
It was discovered in December. In Pawhuska, it was learned that another Ford car had been abandoned there, which... had been stolen in Illinois. So, here's, if we're tracking this, a car was stolen in Illinois and abandoned in Pawhuska, whatever. And a car was stolen in Illinois, found in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Car was stolen in Oklahoma, found in Michigan.
Oh.
Okay? So, they're making their way downtown.
Yeah.
And in this car found...
He wanted to go to Portland, man.
What?
Wait, no, that's not how geography works. I thought you, for some reason in my mind, thought you said Oregon.
Okay.
Instead of Michigan.
Yeah, so they were going the opposite direction.
Yeah, my brain doesn't work.
Same. So, a search of the stolen car from Illinois found that it had been occupied by a man and a woman, showing the profilers found that their man and a woman had been found in the car. Another thing found in the car was a prescription bottle, which led agents into a drugstore in, sorry for butchering this, Texans, Nacogdoches?
Nacogdoches.
That sounds like it. Texas, where the investigation showed that it was from a woman, the prescription was for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
This woman, what turned out to be Clyde's aunt. So oh. Here's the connection. It's been a man and a woman in the car. Clyde's aunt was the woman for the prescription and all of this. Further investigation revealed that Bonnie, Clyde, and Clyde's brother, Elsie Barrow, one of the other different children, mm-hmm. had recently visited the aunt. It was also learned that these three were driving a Ford car identified as the one stolen in Illinois. Oh. It was further shown that Elsie had secured the empty prescription bottle from his cousin who had originally picked up the bottle.
So now, they didn't ever figure out why the bottle came in possession, but I'm assuming the, Elsie and Clyde paid their cousin to get their his mom's prescription and give them the drugs. They just wanted some drugs.
Yeah.
So then they got sloppy, forgot to bring the bottle with them, which I'm assuming this isn't the first time they've had something like this happen. They visited their aunt to pick up the prescription and then ditched the truck in
Oklahoma,
yes. And then they went and left town for Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Or is my brain thought Oregon?
Exactly. On May 20th, in 1933, the United States Commissioner at Dallas, Texas, issued a warrant against Clyde and Barney Parker, charging them with interstate transportation from Dallas to Oklahoma of the automobile stolen in Illinois. The FBI then started its hunt for the elusive pair. This means that from before this, they had their own little mini crimes in uh-huh. each different state, but couldn't be hunted across the states. They could only be arrested if they committed a crime in California and then were found in California. Now, with this, thing, they could be, arrested no matter where they went because they're wanted everywhere.
Uh-huh.
So... let's just skip a few dates down to May 23rd, which is 3 days later. An ambush was set up, and they had a highway chase, and they were murdered.
Fun.
I know, right? Which, let's just say, Bonnie was still wearing Roy, her original husband's, ring on her finger when she died.
Oh my god.
That's just crazy to me. She hated this, or I don't know if she hated them, but they were not on good terms. They did not like each other, or she didn't like him. He still liked her. So, it's not like she had a reason to keep it, and I'm surprised she didn't pawn it.
That's... Oh my god.
Another part of me thinks that she was having an affair with him. Her ex-husband. Or I guess husband. Yeah, so that's Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. I knew they robbed banks, but I didn't know any other detail about them.
Being honest, I didn't know. I knew a little bit about them because I was kind of obsessed, but mm-hmm. not as obsessed as they were.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, side note. The actions of Bonnie, and actually there's a documentary, I forget what it's called. But there's a documentary where a psychiatrist or somebody who studies the brain
uh-huh.
and the psychology of people
uh-huh.
went and reviewed the actions and just the interactions between criminals and specifically gang members
uh-huh.
and she ruled, or she decided that Bonnie and Clyde were most likely, she thinks that, I can't remember if it's Bonnie or Clyde, one of them had schizophrenia.
Oh.
And that the other one, one of them had schizophrenia and the other one had, what's the, if, like, overly attached, they're like, I'm sorry, this part I wasn't a note, this was just my memory. This is...
I don't know.
Basically had, an like, a disorder where they... I think Bonnie had schizophrenia and Clyde was overly attached. Yeah, because I remember her explaining it was... He was raised in a big family. They'd always been together. He was led into criminal life by his brother. Then he goes and he always has to be in a group. He's always with somebody. He has to be near somebody. He was obsessed with being with Bonnie because he knew she would stay with him. And they would die for each other because they had to die for each other. They weren't able to do anything else with their lives. They, like, were meant... Like, they were unable to, like, unattach themselves. And that... Something that kind of scared me. It, like, took it from...
That's really creepy.
To, like, yeah.
Ew. I'm never dating anyone ever again.
Liar.
Shut up.
So...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Welcome to romance.
No. I want to... No.
And if there are any single guys out there, please don't ever, ever pick up any girl with... Or guy. You know what? Don't pick up anyone. People don't pick up each other with be the Bonnie to my Clyde or be the Clyde to my Bonnie or be my criminal. Like, no, that's not a good thing.
That was no more dating.
Okay, so we'll see you next time on Please Don't Die. And we'll have some more juiciness.
Yep. So. That was great. I loved that so much.
Boy.
I don't know when we'll be back. It just matters when we're free, which is not common.
Yeah. We're busy high schoolers. Although you boomers might think that we're not ever busy, we really are.
I'm so stressed all the time.
As my brother would say, we're cheese! I hated that. Shout out to you, Calvin.
No. Ugh. Don't give him that.
Jeez. Okay, bye.
Bye.